This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM Dunedin's awesome morning show.
And for this edition, we welcome back Paul Pope from Otago Peninsula Community Board, who joins us on the line now. Morena, Paul, nice to have you with us again.
Morena, Jeff, how are you?
Good, thank you. Now, Paul, I guess it won't be any surprise to you, the ODT reporting this morning that Dunedin's been identified as the region's landslip hotspot, and eight parts of the city have been singled out as potentially needing higher priority in managing risks, having seen some recent weather events there again impacting on parts of Dunedin, including Otago Peninsula. I guess that's top of your mind as well.
Yeah, look, it's certainly one of those things across the whole city. And you go back, go back to, what was it, 79, I think, the Abbotsford slip. But certainly we have our fair share of geotechnical issues across the whole city and certainly on the Otago Peninsula. And remembering, too, that we've still got a household in Irvine Road that people have not been able to return to that house, to their home. So, yeah, look, it's going to be a continual thing, you know, as we go further into, you know, bigger rain events and stronger weather, that kind of thing, over the next few years, especially with climate-induced storms and other things. So, look, it's an almost impossible situation to resolve. It's one that you have to react to. One of the things I would say is that we came through the last lot of storms, if you look at places like Highcliffe Road, well, because of the money that had been spent on actually shoring up that road and repairing it and doing it properly from the council a few years ago. So from that kind of thing, we're actually quite grateful, but it's always one of those ones we're going to continue to watch.
Your own experience of the heavy rainfall impersonating Noah.
Yes, look, I've had animals two by two turning up at my house. I just need a beard and a sort of, something as well. But look, I have a weather station at home, and I think we had 116 mil in Portobello in 24 hours. And I think we had, it was 150 mil over 36. So it was quite a significant event from that point of view. But again, the peninsula actually came through it relatively well. And I think one of the reasons for that is over the years, work has been done on improving slips across the peninsula, but also work's been done by the community around resilience and other bits and pieces and being organised and communication. So from that point of view, we were quite lucky.
Staying with water, but talking things wastewater, there's some upgrades in Mac Bay coming up.
Well, it's one of those things we never want to talk about, is it? We never want to talk about, as I say, where the things that actually that we get rid of from our house and the toilet, where it actually goes. And at the moment, we've got a project at McAndrew Bay Beach, which has been a bit of an inconvenience, I suppose, to the community there and to traffic. But what they're actually doing there is actually improving the pump, which has come to the end of its economic life. And they're also relining the tank and improving one of the other tanks there. But we're about to have, dare I say it, we're going to have some more of this kind of work coming up. It's a double-edged sword because, you know, you're a commuter community, everyone wants to get to work and get to school in time, that kind of thing. But at the end of the day, we also have to have our infrastructure done. So there'll be another one at Marion Street, and potentially there's going to be another one up towards Company Bay for this kind of work as well. And again, it's that unseen infrastructure that we kind of forget about and take for granted. But unfortunately, as I say, I think we didn't get reticulated water and sewerage at certain parts till about 1989. So we're now sort of catching it, playing catch up. What are we looking at? Nearly 50 years with pumps and stuff like that coming to the end of their economic life. So that's what we're seeing in those particular areas at the moment. But it is a positive also because we know that some of these tanks around these pumps also have leaks. And the last thing that we want is obviously leaking wastewater into the harbour. And certainly we know that there's been reports of faecal coliform, high faecal coliform rates around McKendree Bay. So whether that's just the tank or other things, we don't know, but certainly we want to rule all of that out by actually having the best infrastructure we can have.
Yep, we want to look after the water, we want to look after the land on the beautiful Otago Peninsula, such a special spot.
And probably one other, I know I should have mentioned this before, but probably the other big thing that's going on in the peninsula and probably the most worrying thing we've got going on at the moment is the bird flu. I nearly made the mistake of saying I was a box of birds this morning because I'm actually in Queenstown. I'm actually been up here working, and it's a beautiful, quite a beautiful day. But it's probably not the right thing to say given what we face with potentially with the bird flu and how that may affect the Otago Peninsula, and in fact how it may affect Dunedin as a whole. Our whole tourism biodiversity industry is based around avian species, the albatross, the yellow-eyed penguin, the blue penguin, and then there's all the joys that we have from becoming possum-free with the increase in tui and kereru and Kotamaku as well on the peninsula. It is a very, very serious thing, and the community across Dunedin really need to take this quite seriously in terms of how we protect biodiversity in the long, long run from this and how we actually manage it as well. So I'm certainly watching with a great deal of interest and a great deal of concern.
Yeah, indeed. And just to remember that if you do come across, dead birds perhaps on the beach or in anywhere, or if you see, particularly if they're being seen in any numbers, two or three at a time, don't touch them. That's the first thing, right? Because we don't want to be part of any kind of transmission process too. And it's just a case of reporting them. I guess to DOC is the best place to report, Paul.
Yeah, I think Department of Conservation at this stage, take a photo, don't get too close, don't handle them, take a photo, if you've got GPS on your phone or something, you can perhaps mark roughly the position of where they were and then report it through. There is an 0800 number for the Department of Conservation that you can use. Get that through to them and then see where we go from there. But like I say, this is a really big deal for New Zealand because our whole biodiversity is based around, avian species. And it could be quite serious for us in the long run.
Well, our way to wrap things up today, in recent times you've been offering up a song choice for us, Paul, and you've chosen one that I'm sure all of our listeners will know this morning.
It's a really famous song. It's Pink Frost by The Chills. I chose that partly because it's winter, and at the moment I've just I've been here in Central Otago. It's been -4 up here, but also because recently it was the unveiling of the Martin Phillips signage up at Sandy Mount. For those of you like myself who remember this, watching Karen Hay announce on Radio with Pictures the Pink Frost video, which was filmed at Sandy Mount in parts of Hooper's Inlet. And I think it's a fantastic thing for the peninsula to have Martin Phillips and the Chills acknowledged in that particular area. I mean, Martin Phillips was an incredible talent and did incredible things for both the Dunedin music and music internationally. And to see that landscape and to see that that area acknowledged in that way is a fantastic thing. And it kind of brings to mind, as I say, that there's a lot of aspects to history and a lot of aspects to, acknowledgement of people in our community, and having that there is a really great thing. And, it's sad for that Martin passed away, but, his music lives on. And that's why I chose Pink Frost today.
And we'll take a listen in just a sec. Thanks so much for joining us again, Paul Pope from Otago Peninsula Community Board. We look forward to catching up with you again in a few weeks.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a good one. Bye.
That was Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM, Dunedin's awesome morning show. For more information about Dunedin's 6 community boards and contact details, visit the Dunedin City Council website, dunedin.govt.nz, or phone 477 4000.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.